everyone. You are listening to the Trade Show Minute here at Infocom 2018. Today is day two. My name is Victoria Barella, and I am here with my guest, Gerline. Gerline with MAD Systems. Welcome.
Thank you, Victoria, for having us.
Hey, so tell me a little bit about MAD Systems.
MAD Systems is an audio-visual integration company, and we are woman-owned audio-visual company in Orange County in California.
Oh, cool. So I just moved over to California.
Oh, so wonderful.
Yeah,
wonderful.
Out in San Diego right now.
Oh, so wonderful.
Not too far. But anyway, tell me about, do you guys have a booth here at Infocom, or are you just visiting the show?
This year we do not have a booth. We're just visiting to see what's new, what's happening, what cool. we can integrate into our next project.
Cool. Tell me what you're seeing at the show, because I haven't really been able to leave this booth, so I'm relying on all my guests to tell me what's going on. So how are you taking in the show?
It's very interesting, you know, just like the Infocom, a lot of people are here.
Yeah.
Sharing products, and people like myself who are coming to see what's out there. So it's very exciting to be, you know, in the space to see how amazing everybody is doing here, and also look at your products. So it's a really cool place.
Cool. Is this your first trade show, or one of many?
One of many.
Cool. Okay.
I've been doing this for over 15 years, so one
nice.
Of many.
Very cool. Tell me about what you guys offer. If you guys have you been a booth at the trade shows before in the past?
We've had booth many times.
Cool.
Yes.
So tell me maybe about a little bit about your products then. Right now, what's going on at MAD Systems?
MAD Systems, because we are a system integration company, so we do not create actual products, but we use a lot of it in museums.
Mm-hmm.
We do a lot of interactives for visitor centers. If you've been to Griffith Observatory, we did all of that.
Very cool.
As well as Chicago Museum of Science and Industry.
Oh,
we've done
everywhere?
We've done kids museums, and we're doing visitor centers. Anything that has to do with experiencing life in AV.
Cool. And you just came up to me maybe like 5 minutes ago, and you're telling me about women in the industry, and it's really cool. So today I went to a breakfast here that Infocom hosts, and just tell me about your experience maybe in the industry, like as a woman.
Yes, actually, our president, Patricia Rodriguez, attended the breakfast
morning. Very cool.
But as you can see, there are a handful of women here,
mm-hmm.
right? So it's a male-dominated industry, but we women are forcing ourselves through
mm-hmm.
because we understand that if we are not present, we don't have a say-so of what's happening. So whether it is behind the scene in technical business development or whatever it might be, I think it's very important for women to continue to be involved and active within the industry.
Yeah, it's awesome. This is my like second or third year in the industry, and I studied first computer science for 2 years. Then I went into audio because I don't know how that changed, but I did. Studied that for another 2 years at another college, and I ended up with live and installed sound as my background. And I mashed the two together, and I came to this Infocom, and I was like, oh my god, I can program lights too. So
yes.
I'm just dipping in everything. But
yes.
I love connecting back to, you know, all my friends and, you know, colleagues back at home. And there were not a lot of women in my classes, I'll tell you that, either in computer science or in audio. And it was just like, I came here and it's very male dominated, and just
yes.
fine. It's just, I don't want to be held back. Yeah, I don't want to be scared and just
be
myself. Like, you know, so
I have
everyone's
the same
very
experience,
friendly.
You know, at school as well. I think there were probably two women.
Yeah.
As part of the program in Tintinimi Technology, and I said, wow, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just talking to my friend, who she is also in the industry, a filmmaker director, and I told her, hey, look, the industry haven't changed that much. We need more women.
We do,
to be involved. So I think it's important what you are doing, and also not only sharing, but letting them know, hey, I can be behind the scene, I can do the lighting, I can do the interactive, I can build the computers, I can terminate a cable and things like that. I broke a nail yesterday terminating the cable, you know. So it's just things like that to make people understand that there is a space for women, if there's any women listening, knowing that there's a space for them within the entertainment technical, yeah, engineering, all of that.
Yeah, don't be shy. We're out here. We're, you know, we have an organization everywhere. You know, there's the Women of Infocom. I might be saying that wrong, but, you know, there's an organization everywhere. Just watch out for us online, and yeah, very cool. Well, where can we find you on, you know, the social medias or your you know, company website?
Yes, my personal social media is Gurlina, GURLINEJOZEF, and our company is Mad Systems. So we are the creator of crazy things, and we are located in Orange County, California. If anybody wanted to check us out, it's madsystems.com. And you can call us, it's the 714-259-9000, and we'll be more than happy to work with you. If you're looking for a women-owned company, if you want, you know, the special touch, the crazy touch, we are the ones to call, and we'll be more than happy to work with you.
Very cool. Well, thank you for coming on to the show. I'm very happy to have, you know, women come in and be interviewed, so I'm happy. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much for having us.
If you wanted to listen to this podcast and other podcasts from the show, visit us at ravepubs.com/infocom2018. And you've been listening to the Trade Show Minute, sponsored by Tascam.